Hello, everyone. My name is Steli Efti.
And this is Heaton Cha.
And in today's episode of The Startup Chat, we're going to talk about what we've learned about podcasting, which in Heaton's case...
We haven't learned anything. I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
And in my case, I've learned maybe two things.
Okay.
So
let's be a quick one.
That might be a much shorter one than usual. So here's why I want to talk about it. Number one, I get this question increasingly when I meet with other founders that have been listening to the Startup Chat podcast, is that they go, hey, Steli, I love the podcast. I'm curious, what have you learned about podcasting and is it working? And is it successful and how much shit does it drive for other businesses and how big is your audience and how can I do a podcast if I wanted it and should we do a podcast? So I get podcasting questions and I typically tell people two things that I've learned and I also feel like I've not learned enough, not as little as you think you've
Nothing.
Not learned. So I just want to explore this for a second. So here's the two things that I typically tell people that I've learned is since we started the Startup Chat. We're over 60 episodes or something. So the first thing that I've learned, at least important but still interesting to me, it was surprising to me how little analytics how stone age the podcasting world is still at in terms of what kind of numbers and analytics you get, at least from iTunes, right? So you post your episodes on iTunes and iTunes will tell you how many downloads an episode got. A download is kind of, you know, equivalent to an impression on a page, but it doesn't...
Well, how many do we get?
We get like 3,000.
Okay, because honestly, I don't look at this number and I'm an analytics dude.
Yeah. I don't look at this number regularly, but
no, I know, but I don't
you don't look at it at all.
Like,
at all.
100? Is it 300? Yeah. Is it 10,000?
So I think that, you know, the more popular episodes get like maybe 5,000-6,000, but the average is around the 3,000 mark. But you don't know how many individuals that like you can approximate how many people that is, but you don't really know because it's just impressions. It's not uniques.
And we don't know conversions to plays. Do we know plays anymore?
No, you don't know plays. You don't have any engagement number in terms of did they listen to the whole, how many minutes did they listen to? You don't know anything about what the fuck they did. You just, if you had a website and that website was your podcast, you only get your impressions.
Hits.
That's
it. That's
all. All you got is hits.
So this is personal for me because in 2005, we tried to do a podcast advertising network.
Oh shit, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I went deep into podcasts and understood it back then.
Holy fuck.
This is why I've always had like a slight aversion to it since then because it wasn't working and we were just very stupid. Like Michael Arrington mentioned our CPMs are higher than radio.
Okay.
And we didn't even know that.
Oh
like,
shit.
Like we didn't like, we were young and dumb. 2005, yeah. 10, 11 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyways, so it's nice to know it's as stone age as I thought it was. I haven't really looked at it too much. I logged in once and that was when we were like at hundreds of listeners, right? A long time ago. I'll tell you why I think I didn't learn anything. And then you can probably, you have a second thing.
I have a second thing, yeah.
Let me
you chime in.
I haven't learned anything because the approach I take on stuff like this is I just want to feel it. I want to understand it. So I'm not saying I haven't really learned anything, but I don't think I've learned anything meaningful beyond I want to keep doing it. And I think that's really important from a product market fit standpoint, if you're looking at it like that, for something like this. I have to want to do it because it's something new. It's something that when we started it, we did it for fun. And I don't think we have intentions of turning it into a business, right? Maybe something will happen, but like our goals are just to have fun and chat,
yeah,
right? And
yeah.
Do it about an hour a week and make it easy. And it's been easy and it's been great. And I really enjoy it personally, but I haven't learned anything besides that. Like, yes, I do feel like there's been value for us because of it, but I can't say I've learned anything about podcasting except that I get to talk into Mike with Steli.
Yes.
And I didn't. Learned how to find your apartment office. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's what comes to my head. And I don't know why, but I can't get beyond that.
All right, that's fair.
What's your second thing? Is that better than the first thing?
Oh, yes. Because the first thing is not
there's no fucking stats. So you can't figure out if it's better. So guess what? You probably need to figure out how to get more qualitative feedback. Which
yes.
I don't think we've been doing a great job.
No.
Right?
So
that would be my solution.
So, yeah. So what you do is, of course, you can ask for ratings and reviews. You can ask for people to email you and give you feedback.
We've done all that, and I'm sure that's led to some listeners. So we
yes.
have learned that when we tell people to review, if they like these episodes, they do review it.
Yes.
But we've offered an incentive, right? We said we'll get on a call with you or help you out, or we used to.
Yeah.
And I think we still do.
We still do.
We just aren't promoting it.
Yeah.
So for anybody listening, if you rate an episode, right? Hopefully highly.
Yeah.
But even if you don't rate it highly, that's okay. Tell
okay.
us, right? or if you rate the podcast, I guess, you can email us and one of us is going to help you.
Yes.
We're going to get on the phone and we're going to help you. It might be 5 minutes, might be 15. It's up to 15.
Yes.
I've done it in five and people have been happy.
So. Yes. So we'll give you an office hour. If basically. You just take a screenshot, send us an email.
A few office minutes.
Minutes. Yeah. Yes.
And an hour.
And we'll jump on a call personally and talk to you and help you out in any way. And I think we also sent some people chocolates and a book.
Yeah, yeah. Like, your team's doing that. Yeah, so thank you.
We'll send you some random cool chocolates.
Maybe I need to get in on that.
So that's the one thing. But more importantly, the thing that I've learned about podcasting itself.
This is number two, right?
This is number two.
Okay.
Is that it's an insanely intimate medium. Probably the most intimate medium that I've ever worked with. Because when people listen to this, it's in their earbuds. It's in their head,
they're
basically.
Also like at the gym and stuff like that. I've
so there's two things. Yeah. So
what do you know? Because I don't know enough about this.
So there's one is that you hear somebody's voice as intimately as your inner voice.
How did you learn that? Like, what I'm wondering is, like, what led you to that conclusion?
What led me to that conclusion?
I'm not saying it's wrong. I actually totally agree, but so I'm just curious your thought process.
There was one key moment. Last year, I'm speaking at a conference in Boston. And
Business of Software.
Business of Software in Boston, which was a ton of fun. And there's somebody, I think I tweeted that somebody tweeted that I would speak there or something like that. And somebody on Twitter, Pinkman, said, I'm from Boston. I'm a huge fan of the Startup Chat. Let me know if I can do anything for you. I'd love to meet up for coffee or something. And I tweeted him back that I'm pretty booked out during that time. But if he's up for it, he can pick me up from the airport and drive me to the hotel.
Instead of an Uber.
We'll chat then, We'll have a coffee in the car, right?
Why not?
And he was excited about that. So he picked me up and we're driving to the hotel. And we were talking, chatting and everything. And once we arrive at the hotel, he turns around to me and he looks at me and he goes, dude, this is so weird. Like just having you sit here and talk to you, it's so weird because I have your voice. Like I'm so used to your voice in my head. And now you're sitting here. Usually I listen to the podcast in the fucking car. So now you're all of a sudden
you're sitting in it. Oh my God. Yes. You didn't take a selfie or a picture or something?
Yeah, of course. Okay, I took a picture and I posted it even on the Facebook group. So he's like, and now you're in the car. It's like, you know, so it's a weird, his reaction, I meet regularly people just like
that know me from online
and go, oh shit, I love your stuff, but his reaction was just stronger.
Mind-boggling.
Yes, just strong. That nobody ever said, this is so weird. So that was one key moment.
Interesting.
And then
see customer feedback. I like it.
And then the other thing, obviously, and this is also
listener
feedback. And then the other thing is, you know, from my own experience, people built regular habits around listening to podcasts. So they might always listen to us when they're – I have people that tell me that they listen to us when they're in the gym or when they go on a run. Like people build these habits and you all of a sudden you become part of that. And that's a lot different than people that might watch a video or talk or read a blog post once in a while. It's not as strong – they don't always read my blog when they're running in the gym. So becoming part of somebody's habit – and making their workouts more interesting, or even like having somebody send an email when they don't get the episode. Like people are like with the podcast, it's interesting. We had this just today. One of our longtime listeners was complaining that the last episode didn't show up in somewhere in Sweden or wherever the hell he was. And people don't usually complain as much when your new blog post hasn't showed up as with the episodes because they've built these habits and they want to have the newest episode. So I think that the relationship that people have to a podcast is more intimate because you're closer to their, even to their body, it's just in their head, and because they're listening on headphones typically, and because it typically becomes part of their habit and routine. So it's it feels like a much more intimate and a stronger relationship. So that was kind of a learning that I share with people that I personally had. Besides that, that's pretty much it. And, you know, there's not a lot more that I know about podcasting today than those things.
So we learned that it builds a more intimate brand, would you say?
I think
Is that how you describe it? Or you have intuition based on some
I
of
think
the...
a more intimate relationship with the audience than other formats. I think it's funny, even a video, you could say a video is audio and the visual, right? So shouldn't that be even more intimate? But the way people watch a video... is different from the way they listen to a podcast.
This is
in their ears.
This is like the transition from music to podcasts. Yes. Right? It's like happening.
And it's actually
other audio mediums.
And you could say, well, what if I watch a video on my phone? It's in my ears as well. But just by having something visual, it's different than when you just have the audio.
You're almost zoned out on something else physically and in front of you and with your eyes, but your ears are...
It mirrors the inner dialogue a lot more. Just it does. It does mirror because it feels like in your head versus whenever something is visual, it's externalized. It's outside your body and you just look at something. Yeah. So that's super interesting. I think also like the other interesting thing here is that we have a primary...